focus primarily on the same Talamat Levracha, besides the fact that we just began saying it now, but it's very interesting Machlokas Achronim, which relates specifically to that. And there was, as we'll see, as Hashem, there are a number of machloks in Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas Achronim in this whole parasha. It's not just the simple thing. Probably everybody knows or has at least a rough idea of what to do if you forgot Mashavaruch Mardagashem of St. Talamat Levracha or Yalav Yavo. But it's interesting that, like every other Sugi and Shas, there's a lot of background, a lot of Rishonim, and I suspect there may be some details that some people may not be fully aware of. So to begin with, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Kuf Yudalet of Archaim, that if a person forgets to say, omits Mashavaruch Amarad Agashim in Shmona Esrei, between the end of Sukkot, when we begin saying it on Shmini Atzeres and Pesach, anytime during that 6 or 7 month period, if a person omits it, then he cannot continue, meaning it's Ma'akev. Just to define our terms, we said something is ma'akev means that your Shmona Esrei will not be valid. If you say Shmona Esrei and omit it, your Shmona Esrei will not be valid. Ma'akev means it holds back the Shmona Esrei. And Mashavaruch Amarad Agashim is one of the things that is ma'akev Shmona Esrei. Now, that's only true if you haven't mentioned Tal. If you said Morid Atal, which somebody who davens Nusach Svard, probably if he didn't say Mashavaruch Amarad Agashim, he probably said Morid Atal. So then the halach is not, then it doesn't apply. As long as you said Morid Atal, although the proper thing is to say Mashavaruch Amarad Agashem, but if you ended up davening the whole Shmona Esrei, you just said Morid Atal, you yotze that way. So once you've completed the bracha, you wouldn't go back, etc. But for somebody who davens Nisach Ashkenaz in Chutz La'aretz, where we do not say Morid Atal during the summer, so if you, during the winter, if you forgot the Mashavaruch Amarad Agashem, chances are you said nothing over there, you said neither one, and that is ma'akev. So now, what does it mean is ma'akev? So what do you have to do? Well, if you're still within the bracha, you haven't gotten to the chasima, baruch atah Hashem echayi amesim, then you could simply say pretty much wherever you're up to. It doesn't have to be right there after the words, atah gibra lalam Hashem echayi amesim atah rav loshia. It doesn't have to be there. Even if you said already, mechal kachayim mechesim, mechayim mesim barachamim rabim, Mashavaruch Amarad Agashem, then just go on. So, Mechnoflim, Ravichol, Matir Asurim, you remember there? Mashavaruch Amarad Agashem, go on. As long as you're not in the middle of a phrase, you say, Mekai Memunasu Lishenei, you don't say, Mashavaruch Amarad Agashem, Ofar. That's one phrase. So, of course, you finish the phrase first and then say it. Or if you've said already the last words, up to the words, Baruch Atah Hashem, you've said already all the way down to Venemar Atal Hachios Mesim, so you're supposed to back up a little bit and say Mashavaruch Amarad Agashem and repeat the words Venemar Atal Hachios Mesim, Baruch Atah Hashem Chayim Mesim. Okay, so that's nothing tragic, and that you would do, by the way, even if you said Morid Atal. Because at that point, as we said, you haven't, nothing so substantial, nothing so significant is happening. You're putting it in, but you're not making any major age, changes, or you're not bending any halachas in any way, so of course you would put it in regardless. The question is, what happens if you already completed the bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayi Hamesim. So, if you've gone on, you started saying Atah Kadosh, then it's finished. You have to go back to the beginning. Once you've started the bracha Atah Kadosh, and you remember, I did not mention Geshem, and not Tal either, then I have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. But let's say I said Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayi Hamesim, and I'm holding right there, and I haven't started Atah Kadosh. And even if I pause, then I'm thinking, what am I supposed to do? The halacha is, Mefurish and Shulchan Aruch, you could say it right there, just the words, Mashiv Aruch Amar Degashim, and go on. Meaning to say, with the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that even something which is supposed to be within a bracha, if you tack it on to the end of the bracha, it's just as good. Tacking it on to the end of the bracha, Baruch Hashem Mechayim Esim, and then saying, before I said any other word, Mashavaruch Amarad Agashem, then go, it's just as good. Between the brachas, after the bracha, immediately after the bracha, is equal to during the bracha. And when I say immediately, it doesn't even have to be Toch Kedei Dibur. We don't mean that. It's not like during the Aseres Meitshuv, you said already, Baruch Hashem Hakel HaKadosh, where there you have to make a change, you have to erase the word Hakel and replace it with the word HaMelech HaKadosh. So there it has to be Toch Kedei Dibur, and if it's not, even though you didn't say anything more, you go back. Here, it's not a question of, you're not erasing anything. You're just saying something you omitted, and as we said, according to this sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, saying it right after the bracha is equal to saying it during the bracha. Now, where does the shita come from? So the shita, the Shulchan Aruch shita, is the shita of the Ravya, or another shita, the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Avi Ezri, quoted by, in one place it's quoted, is in the Rush, in the first parak of Maseches Tainis, right at the beginning of the Rush of Maseches Tainis. The Rush brings down the shita of the Ravya, that you could say it right after the bracha. Where did the Ravya learn it from? He learned it from a halacha, which we're probably all, or certainly most of us, are familiar with. A halacha which is not disputable, halacha which is halacha l'maisa, and that is during benching. Let's say a person is benching, and it's Shabbos, and he forgot to add ritzei. Friday night, Shabbos morning, forgot to add ritzei to benching. So, and he already said, uvenei yishlaim, rekodesh meir v'meidu, barech ato Hashem, bonei barachama v'shlaim, amein. But he hasn't begun the fourth bracha. He completed the third bracha, but he didn't begin the fourth bracha. The halacha is, you don't go back, but you insert the mentioning of Shabbos right there. Now, you don't say Ritzei. Over there, there's a special bracha. There's a special bracha, the Chazal Mesakein, and there's a list of the brachas for Shabbos and Yontif and Rosh Chodesh that you would say. There's a list of them, and many Siddurim have it, including the Arutz Kol Siddur, which I'm looking at, has it, of course. And you would say that special bracha. So for Shabbos, for example, Friday night or Shabbos morning, if you forgot to say it, I'm leaving out Shalosh Shos intentionally, it's another discussion, but not for right now, you'd say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Nasan Shabbosus L'Menucha La'amo Yisrael Ba'ava La'osu L'Bris, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then just go on with the fourth bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Okei Levin Malkeinu. So this is the first Gemara in Perek Shalosh Sha'achlu, and this is Halacha L'Mais in Shulchan Aruch. This is what we do. So you completed the third bracha of benching. You were supposed to say Ritzei on Shabbos, or you were supposed to say Yalav Yavo on Yom Tov, or Rosh Chodesh, or Chol HaMoed, and you didn't say it. You could say it right afterwards. Now Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, if you forgot to say it altogether and you went on, you wouldn't go back anyway. Even so, there's a special bracha you'd say if you catch yourself in between the brachas. But the bigger chiddush is Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you must include Ritzei. You must include Yalav Yavo, at least some of the Sudas and Shabbos and Yontif. So the din there, even there, as long as you haven't begun the fourth bracha, you just completed the third bracha, you could still tack it on. You could say the Haskara of Shabbos or of Yontif, and you say it in the Nusach that Chazal will misak it for us, the special bracha, and then you go on. So says the Rav Yah. So if you can do it in benching, you can do it in davening. Same thing in davening. You completed Mechayei Mesim, you didn't start the third bracha. I see from the Gemara by benching, says the Rav Yah, that right after the bracha is equal to within the bracha, is equal to toch the bracha. So you can do it. Now, so you say, well, then why didn't Chazal make a special bracha for Shemona Esrei like they did in benching? If what the Rav Yah is saying is correct, so we should have a Gemara that says, you said Baruch Shem Mechayei Mesim, you forgot Mashem Baruch Hashem. So say, Baruch Hashem al-Kein malach olam, asher bara rucho su kishamim, you know, we can make something up. The Chazal certainly could have made something up. So why didn't Chazal make us a special bracha that you should say there? So the Beis Yosef says, Matzasi kasuv, that they didn't want to do it by davening, because by davening, you're in the middle of davening. And a new bracha would be a hefsik. The Lashon of the Beis Yosef is it would be a hefsik. Or the Lashon of the Karban Asanel, they didn't want to add. They wouldn't be mosif ala brachas. In benching, they both say, you've already finished the main part of benching. When I say main part, I mean the deraisa. Midaraisa, minatora, benching only has three brachas. The Hazonis HaKol, Alaris HaMazon, and Yerushalayim. The fourth bracha, Hatova Meitiv, was added later, B'yavna Tiknua, that was a Drabbanan addition. But so the main body of benching, you finished already, so then Chazal, the same Chazal who made up the fourth bracha, were comfortable making another bracha for you to say in the event that you forgot Shabbos or Yom Tov. In Shemoneh Esrei, they didn't want to do that. You're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei here. So they didn't want to make a special bracha, says the Rav Yom. But so you just say it. You just say the words, Mashiv, Aruach, Amar, Yagashim, and you go on. That's the psak of the Rav Yom. And this is how the Mechaber paskens halacha l'maisa. Now, it's not the only case. Another case would be Yalav Yavo. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, and you were supposed to say Yalav Yavo in the bracha of right, in the bracha of the avoda, right after you say ritzei, see the rasson tamen avdas yalamecha elkein avilkev sen yalav yav etc. You forgot and you said already b'sechazen and then b'shuv chutzim barachem and baruch atah Hashem amachzer shchinasu litzion. You did not begin the next bracha yet. You did not begin modim. According to the Rav Yah, same thing. Say it right there. Just yalav yav. Don't go back to ritzei. Don't go back. Don't just say Elokeinu v'Elokeinu yalav yavo, and then modim. Don't repeat v'sechazeneinu. You're just inserting yalav yavo right there in between the bracha of avoda and the bracha of hoda, in between where it should have been and the next bracha. And again, the concept being that something that was supposed to be in the bracha could be done right after the bracha. And as I said before, even if it's not toch kedei dibur, the Mishnah Berurah does say lechatchila you should do it toch kedei dibur. Not sure exactly why, but lechatchila. But it's not ma'akev, for sure not. As long as you didn't say anything. If you began even one word, you said ata, going back to mashruach, or you said modim, and then you remember, then it's too late. Once you've begun the next bracha, then it's too late. And then you'd have to go, if something that is ma'akev, you'd have to go back. So in this case, I said before, you'd have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei by mashruach. In this case, you'd go back to Ritzei. Once you began modim, and you missed yalav yavu in a time that it's ma'akev. Now, when is yalav yavu ma'akev? Almost always. It's ma'akev on Chol HaMoed, even if you're davening, you know, a weekday, Shachris Chol HaMoed is a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, so you say yalav yavu. Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, all three, it's ma'akev. And Rosh Chodesh, it's ma'akev. Ma'akev again meaning it's critical and must be said Shachris and Mincha. Not Ma'ariv, though. Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, we know it's not ma'akev. If it's not ma'akev, you would not go back to Ritzei. You just, once you said modim, just go on. But the other five out of six times, it's ma'akev, and you would go back to Ritzei. But again, that's only if you started modim. But we're focusing on, you did not start modim. So says the Rav, you did not say modim yet. So just say it right there in the middle. Now, the Rav Yoh himself, even Paskins, some Rishonim Paskins, I believe the Rav Yoh himself is amongst them Paskins, that even by things which are not ma'akev, you should do this, meaning you should say it in the middle, meaning even by Ma'ariv or Rosh Chodesh, where it's not Ma'akev, whereas I just said a moment ago, if you went on to modim, you would just go weiter, you would just continue and you would not go back at all. Yet, if you remember before the word modim, you should still say it. Say it in between, because saying it in between is as good as saying it during. Other Rishonim disagree with that. The Rush himself, it seems, not the Rush in Tainus, but the Rush in Shlosh Sha'achlu, it seems, disagrees with that detail and holds that where it's not ma'akev, you shouldn't do it. Where it's not ma'akev, once you've finished Master Shchedos Letzion, just go on, don't say it in the middle. But where it is ma'akev, he goes along with the Rav Yoh, that you say, I'm sorry, where it's not ma'akev, meant to say just go on, you don't say it in the middle. But where it is ma'akev, you say it in the middle. So that's the Psak of the Rav Yoh, and that's how the Mechaber Paskins, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that's what you should do. Now, the Mishnah Berurah is in the Bir Halach and Siman Kuf Yudalid is not so comfortable with this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and he brings that a number of the Gedolei Achronim have kashas on it, including the Bir Hagra, and others have kashas on the Rav Yoh Shita. Some answer the kasha, some have kashas they are able to answer. Some don't answer. Some of the answers they give aren't so great. And there are Rishonim that disagree altogether with the Rav Yoh. So the Mishnah Berurah really is inclined not to paskin this way. However, as he writes, he doesn't want to tell you to do against the Shulchan Aruch. For me, the Mishnah Berurah, to tell you, don't listen to the Shulchan Aruch and do differently is very difficult. Many Achronim do go along with it, do go along with the Psak Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah says, I'm not going to tell you to completely disregard it and to do differently. And therefore, if you finish Mechayi HaMeisim, for example, the Mishnah says, I agree. Say right there, Mashbarach Margosh, we finished Machzor Shchinas Letzion, when it's Ma'akev, say with the Yalav Evo. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you didn't finish it, let's say you just said the words, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then you realize, you're about to say Mechayi HaMeisim, but you didn't say the word Mechayi, just Baruch Atah Hashem. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, rather than completing it Mechayi HaMeisim, and then have to say Mashbarach in between the brachos, which, as I said, the Mishnah Berurah holds is a difficult shita. He holds that the Rav Yoh shita is a difficult shita, and there are many kashas on it. And he'd rather avoid having to do it, having to rely on it. So rather than doing that, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you only said Baruch Atah Hashem, what you should do at that point is say the words Lamdeini Chukecha, and then go back and say what you missed, meaning to say, because there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Kapitel Kuf Yutes is the long one that breaks up, has 8 psukim for every letter of the Aleph Beis. One of the psukim in Lamed is, excuse me, in Beis rather, one of the psukim in Beis is, Baruch Atah Adonai Lamdeini Chukecha. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. That's the entire pasuk. So if a person said the words Baruch Atah Hashem, he's about to say Mechaye Amesim, or he said the words Baruch Atah Hashem, he's about to say Amach Shechinas Letzion, and he remembers right there. So says the Mishnah Berurah, say the words Lamdei Chukecha. By doing that, you have not completed the bracha. You haven't said a bracha levatala because you said a pasuk in Tehillim, just like I did 20 seconds ago. So it's not a bracha levatala, but you haven't completed the bracha either, because you didn't finish the bracha. You just said something quote unquote extraneous. So then, and then you can go back to Masha Baruch Amar Degashim and continue on from there, or you can go back to Elokeinu Elokei V'Seinu Yalav Yavo and continue from there. And then, of course, you have to repeat V'Sechazene Nenim Shulot Zion Baruch Amin Baruch Ata Hashem Amach Shechinah Sulet Zion. This is what he says you could do. Okay, so we'll address that. Hashem. So now, where does this come from? Mishmur did not make this up. This comes from the Ritva, the Chedushe HaRitva in Meseches Tainis on Daf Gil Lamed Beis, Dibur HaMaschel V'Shamati, brings this down. He brings it down in the name of Harav HaChassid Zacharno Lebracha. Who is that? Rabbeinu Yonah. He's not from Rabbeinu Yonah. Then Rabbeinu Yonah said this, and Rabbeinu Yonah said this any case where you forgot something and you already said the Baruch Atah Hashem afterwards, even if it's not Ma'akev, meaning even in Marav and Yalav Yavo, Marav and Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot to say Yalav Yavo and you started to say Baruch Atah Hashem before Hamachazir, and you remember after the same, say Lamdeni Chukecha, and then go back and say Yalav Yavo. So that the Ritva brings, that others, the Chachmei Sefaratim, I think they probably the Balei HaTosis, disagree with that. Where it's not Ma'akev, just go on. Where it's not Ma'akev, it's Rosh Chodesh Marav, just go on, just go on, Modim, don't say it. But in a case that it is Ma'akev, like Rosh Chodesh in the morning, or the Chol HaMoed, or Mashiach Baruch Hamoed Goshem, and you didn't say Tal, you didn't say Geshem, it's Ma'akev, so then the Ritva goes longer. You said Baruch Atah Hashem, say the words Mechaye HaMesim. So, Aya Hefsik, the question is being asked. So the Chai Adam says, it's better to make a Hefsik than to end up with a Bracha Levatala. If you're going to say, what else are you going to do? I mean, to finish a Master Shechaz and Tzion, you're going to have to go back anyway now, and you have to repeat it. Because if you finish a Master Shechaz and Tzion, you just have to go back to Ritzei. Well, okay, certainly, again, without the Rav Yoshita, that you could put in the middle, you'd have to go back to Ritzei, or you'd have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei in the case of Masha Ruach. So says the Chai Adam, rather than create a bracha levatala, it is better to say it over there. And he brings a raya or a dugma. Let's say you're in shul davening, and you notice that there is some feces, human feces. Maybe there's a little baby whose diaper wasn't tight enough, and it's lying right there in the shul. And somebody else is davening right within the dalet amos of it. He doesn't notice it. And Zalacha is not allowed to daven that way. He's davening within the dalet amos. Again, a whole another set of halachas, but the person has to be machlik even dalet amos from the place that the reach is called. He's in within dalet amos. He just doesn't notice it, or maybe it's mamish. It's in front of him. See, it's in front of him, within dalet amos. He doesn't notice it. So you're allowed to talk. Says the Chayyim, you're allowed to talk and tell him. He doesn't get the message. You can't, you know, pantomime. So you're allowed to talk and tell, so that he doesn't continue saying brachas levatala. Because if he davens that way, it's a brachas levatala. You have to daven again. So you're allowed to talk to tell him that he needs to stop davening until they could clean up the, what's there. So he says the same. You see that you're allowed to be mafsik in order to prevent brachas levatala. So here too, be mafsik in order to prevent brachas levatala. So now you say, well, but if we paskin like the Rav Yah, it's not going to be a bracha levatala anyway. You could just continue, say Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye Amesim, and then say over there, Mashu Ruach Amar Degashim. Or say Master Shechaz and see, and then say there. It's not going to be bracha levatala. But despite the Mishnah Berurah, however, paskins, he doesn't quote the Chai Adam's Hesber, as far as I know, and he paskins that you should do it anyway, even in a case where you have the option of the Rav Yah in front of you, you have the option of saying it in between the brachas. The Mishnah Berurah, as you recall, is not very comfortable, that's the word I used before, is not comfortable with that Eitzah. And the Mishnah Berurah prefers that if you still have any other Eitzah but the Rav Yah, do it. You said Baruch Atah Hashem, and you're up to there, you could say Lamdei Chukecha, then go back up to Mashru Ruach Amar Degashim and daven straight from there, or back up to Yalav Yavo and daven straight from there. And rather than completing the bracha and having to say it in the middle, relying on the Rav Yah, where it's not ma'akev, just want to say where it's not ma'akev, then of course you don't do it. Rosh Chodesh at night, you forgot Yalav Yavo, you said Baruch Atah Hashem, just go on and forget about Yalav Yavo. But anytime it's ma'akev, he said Baruch Hashem, say l'andeinu chulkecha and go back. No, so there you should go back. The svarim seem to say then go back already all the way to at least to Mashav Ruchem Regashim, or to Gibor even. Someone wanted to say, but you definitely go back to at least the words Mashav Ruchem Regashim and continue Mechal Kachaim. Yes, once you got that far.
You don't go back to the very beginning.
No, to being Mishmar Esrei.
The beginning of Shemoneh.
No. As long as you caught yourself there, that would be only if you started the Bracha Atah Kadosh. But here, the whole point here is that you're avoiding the necessity of going back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Just go back to Mashiach Ruchem Regashim and continue Mechal Tachayim Bechesed. Or go back to Lekeinu Lekeinu Sen Yalav Yavo and continue Vesech Zenein. Now, okay, now this is how the Mishnah Berurah passes. Now, there are Rishonim that don't accept this psak that you could say Lamdeni Chukecha, Rishonim and Achronim. Ramosha Feinstein has a tshuva in Arachayim Chelik Dalet Simen Sadi Gimel, just looked at a few minutes ago, where he says, he brings this down and he says get the Lashon here, I think he says it's Tamua Ma'od. You see who Tamua? Tamua says Tamua, and it's not shaykh that you can say it's Lam Tani Chalikha in the middle of davening. He says a person that learns, that says Divrei Torah in the middle of davening, it's a Hefse Gomer Ubitel Brachazu. Ramesh says not shaykh. He knows the ritva, he quotes the ritva, not shaykh. And he paskins not to do it. Ramesh says, don't do it. You said already, Baruch Atah Hashem, just finish with the words Mechaya Mesim, and then say Mashav Ruach, and then go on. Or same thing by Yalav Yavo. And Ramesh goes so far as to say, even those who disagree with the Rav Yah, who hold that once, if you finish Mechaya Mesim, you're going to have to go back now to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, because they don't hold the Rav Yah, or you're going to have to go back to Ritzei, they would probably still say, finish the bracha. Just finish the bracha normally. You can't say Lamdeinu Chulkecha in the middle of the davening. You just can't say it. That's where Moshe passes. But the Mishnah Berurah absolutely passes this way. And as I said, even though you have the option of the Rav Yah, the Mishnah says, no, don't do the Rav Yah. Say, if you said Baruch Hashem, say Lamdeinu Chulkecha, and then say, and then go back. Only if you actually went already to the next word, Baruch Hashem Mechaye, then it's too late. Then you have to finish the bracha Hamesim, and you have to say Mashruch Negashim Ata Kodesh. Or you said by the Avoda, Shivcha Letzion Barachamim Baruch Ata Hashem HaMachazir. You have to go on Shchinoso Letzion. Okay, that comes in the Alav Yavo Modim. That's the Pesach of the Mishnah. Okay. Now let's get to the same Talmud.
You don't hold like the Barachia.
Yes.
Then you go back.
If you don't like
Lamdeni Chukecha.
Right. If you don't, if you.
If you said a Mars. Finish him
to sell
it to Yon and then you go back.
By which
tefillah? Yalav Yom.
On Shachas and Milcha?
If you don't hold that ground.
Right. Then you have to go back to Ritzei.
Well, you finish that Mazer Shkin to sell it to Yon.
Well, that's what it seems, according to that's what Ramosha says. That's what Ramosha says. If you don't hold like the Rav Yah, but it's not okay, because Ramosha passes like the Rav Yah. He says, you should do like the Rav Yah. But if you wouldn't, then he says you would finish the Mazer Shkin to sell it to Yon and then go back to Ritzei. Yes.
According to what Moshe said, that you can't say Lamdeinu Chulkecha because it's a bracha lebatol in the middle of davening. So he says, finish the bracha and then go back to the beginning. How can you finish the bracha? Then that bracha is going to be a bracha lebatol anyway.
Right, but if you say Lamdeinu Chulkecha, he says, you're learning in the middle of davening, ubitel brachas like biodayim, you just destroy the bracha. If you.
It's also because it says, okay, I'm not sure.
I understand your point, and I don't have a complete answer other than to say that it's not 100% barer that if you said the bracha, it's a bracha levatala, although you have to go back, because Chazal were mechayiv to go back, right, to fill in what you omitted, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's a bracha levatala. For example, let me just throw this out, because I don't want to get too sidetracked, but let's say a person doesn't know Yalav Yavo. He knows it's Rosh Chodesh today. He doesn't have a... So today, the shayla is almost impossible because with phones and computers and whatever. It's almost impossible. But this used to be like a popular shayla. Person doesn't... He doesn't have a sitter. He's somewhere, whatever. And he knows it's Rosh Chodesh. He knows he has to say Yalav Yavo, but he has no clue how to... He can't even fun for it a little and get the main points of it. Nothing. So, and it's mincha time, and he's not going to have a sitter until after mincha. Should he daven? Should he simply not daven mincha? Because... I can't daven mincha because I need to say Yalav Yavo and I'm not even going to be Yotzei, so what's the point of davening? Or should he daven anyway? Daven without it. So this is a big shaila because it's not so pashut that if you daven without the Me'ein HaMa'orah, that's what it's called, without the addition, that it's bracha batala. It could be, it is pashut that you have to repeat davening, because Chazal said that wasn't a good enough davening, that wasn't a sufficient davening, but it doesn't necessarily mean it was a zero. It could be it was a davening. It's just that since there's a component we want you to fill in and you didn't, the only way to fill it in is by repeating the whole thing. But to say what you did was all 18 brachas of Atala, not so pashut. In fact, some of the poskim say it still counts to your cheshbon of mea brachas, the Shmon Esrei, that you're repeating the whole thing, but okay, you got another 19 brachas under your belt now. It's a bad way to get your mea brachas, but it's mea brachas. So this is... maybe we'll talk about this one time. It has real nafkaminas besides the guy stranded without a sitter. Okay.
Moshe's saying do the Raviyah.
Yeah.
He's saying it'll be a bracha batala.
Yeah, no, he said, but the question they asked, even if you don't hold like the Raviyah, you don't, right? Yeah, okay. If you hold like the Raviyah, it's for sure not a problem. You're anyway going to say it. But Moshe adds, he says, nearly that even not like the Raviyah, you would do it. So that's, you know. That's where. Okay, so now I want to get to the Saint Talamat Lebracha. So, Saint Talamat Lebracha is Ma'akev during the winter season from in the Golas here from December 4th or 5th until Pesach. It's Ma'akev. You have to say it, or at least from December 6th. It's a shayla about the first night. Different discussion. Okay, but after that, it's for sure Ma'akev. So now, so a person omits Saint Talamat Lebracha, and he is about to finish the bracha, or he did finish the bracha. Let's say, bracha Hashem, mevarech Hashanim. So let's start with this. So the Shulchan Aruch says, let's say he went on already. He didn't realize yet. He went on to Kaaba Shofar, and he's davening. He says, I forgot to say talamat the bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch says, this is a unique situation. There's a makeup bracha. There's a way you could fill it. When you get to Shema Koleinu, in the bracha of Shema Koleinu, before Ki Atah Shomea, the same place you would say Aneinu on a fast day, you say V'sein Talamata L'Bracha. The exact Lashon, the Rishonim use the words V'sein Talamata. The Rosh Hashulchan says V'sein Tal Umatar Al Pnei Adama. The Kisra Shulchan Aruch says V'sein Talamata L'Bracha. So exactly the words, I don't know, but you say, basically you're saying Saint Talamat Lebracha, let's just put it that way. You put say the words of Saint Talamat Lebracha and you go on Ki Atah Shomea. You can't do that with Mashav Ruach HaMar Degashim because Mashav Ruach HaMar Degashim is not a bakasha, it's a statement of praise. It belongs in the first section of Shmona Esrei. We're holding now Shema Koleinu is the conclusion of the brachas that are bakashos. So you can only add in bakasha. Saint Talamat Lebracha, that's a bakasha. So that you could put in. This is the first Shulchan Aruch and Simit Kuf Yedzayin, that this is what you do. And said, hey, you forgot to say it in the right bracha, and you already went on, say it in that bracha. Okay, fine. Now, what happens if you didn't? What happens, though, if you caught yourself right after Baruch Atah Hashem, Mevarech Hashanim? Well, so you say, well, according to what we said, you should, according to the Rav Yah, you should say it right there. According to Rav Yah, say it right there. And what happens if you didn't say it there? You didn't, again, and you went on, and you got to Shema Koleinu, and again you didn't say it. And then you finish Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah. Could you say it there? Could you say it right after Shomea Tefillah? You didn't say the word Ritzei. You just said Baruch Hashem Shomea Tefillah. You say the word Ritzei. Could you say it there? The answer is yes. How do I know? The Shulchan Aruch says so. Same Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Yizayin Sif Hei says that V'nizkar Acha Shechasem Shomea Tefillah Kodem Shizkar Ritzei Nira Sheomer V'sein Talamater V'achakach Omer Ritzei. Again, saying L'shitaso, the Shita of the Rav Yah, even though it's not the main place. You can even tack it on to the end of the bracha, which is in its main place. You can still do it there. Now, so there's a tshuva in this in the Note of Yehuda in Arachaim Tinyana Chelik Tes, where the Shoel asked the Note of Yehuda that perhaps when you're doing the bracha Mevarech Hashanim and you forgot it, and you remember right after Baruch Atah Hashem Mevarech Hashanim, but you don't say the word Tzaka, perhaps you shouldn't say it there. And he said, and my raya that you shouldn't say it there. You should wait till you get the Shema Koleinu. Don't say it in between the bracha. How do I know? Says the Shoel, because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say to. There's no Shulchan Aruch that says. There's no Sivit Shulchan Aruch that says if you forgot to say it, you have to Mevarech Hashanim. Say it right there before the word Tzaka. It doesn't say that. It says by Shema. It said it back by Mashav Ruach, and it says it. I believe I forget to check it up. I think it says by Yalav Yavu, but it does. But by Saint Talamat Levracha, it Bedavka says it only if you got to Shema Koleinu and then you forgot it. Say it afterwards. Say it afterwards. Mashma says the Shoel to the Nodeh Behuda that back by the Birchas Hashanim, you shouldn't say it afterwards. You should wait till you get to Shema Koleinu. Say it there. And he says the Shoah, I know that the Magen Avraham says not like this. The Magen Avraham says Mefurish. You say who are they, and you say it after Mevarech Hashanim. If you remember there, before Taka, you say it right there. Says the Shoah, but I believe the Taz disagrees with the Magen Avraham. And I think maybe the Taz is right, because the Shulchan Aruch Davka doesn't say it. He says it Davka by Shema Klim. Says Nadi Behuda, no, in Shuldig, the business correct. Not correct. First of all, he says the Taz doesn't disagree with the Magen Avraham. He's only arguing on a certain understanding. He's not arguing with halacha the Magen Avraham. And second of all, you know why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that you say it after Mevarech Hashanah before Taka? So, because I had a Rebbe in 11th grade who, this is not exactly when the Yehuda says it, but this is the way I'll say it. I had a Rebbe in 11th grade who used to say, anytime it doesn't say something in Shulchan Aruch, there's one or two reasons. Anytime it doesn't say something is usher. Anytime it doesn't say something is in Shulchan Aruch, that it's usher, is one of two reasons. Either because it's mutter, or because it's pasha that it's usher. So, says another beauty, you know why it doesn't say to say it after Mevarech Hashanim? Because it's pasha. Of course you could say it. I already told you three simanim ago, by Mashav Ruach, that if you didn't say it before, and you remember, if Mevarech Hashem Mechayim Esim, you say it right there, before you said the word Atah. So of course you could do the same thing here. The Chiddush is the Shodach. You might have thought, oh, maybe I can only do it here, because this is the main bracha. Maybe Shema Koleinu, which is an auxiliary bracha, it's just a second chance. Maybe the second chance you got it right. You have to do it in the bracha. To do it after the Shema Koleinu, that already is too far. So says the Shulchan Aruch, no, you could even do it there. But if you remember back my Mevarech Hashanah before Taka, of course you could do it. So therefore, the Noda Bina says, Avad that Allah is like the Magen Avraham, says Mefurish, that if you said Mevarech Hashanah, you didn't say Taka, you say it right there. And only if you didn't remember then you get up to Shema Koleinu. So say it during the bracha Shema Koleinu, before Kiyat HaShemaya. And if you don't even remember then, say it after Shema Tefillah. That's what the Minhag Paskas. However, it comes along the Mishnah Berurah, the Shitaso, and I don't think even close to the Nadi Behuda, but he disagrees with the Nadi Behuda. But not that the Nadi Behuda is be'etzim not correct with his cheshbon. The Mishnah Berurah, remember the Shitaso, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like this whole sheet of the Rav Yah. As I said before, he's not comfortable. He's not comfortable with the Rav Yah Shita. Many Achronim have difficulties with it. Answered kashas, unanswered kashas, other Rishonim disagree. So the Mishnah Berurah was never a big fan of the Rav Yah Shita, and he told us to try to avoid it. Try to avoid the Rav Yah Shita, meaning Selam Deni Chukecha, right? Selam Deni Chukecha, the Milshman Esrei, rather than having to be Samech on the Rav Yah Shita here. So says the Mishnah Berurah, so here you have a better Eitzah. You said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mevarech Hashanim, don't say it there. Wait for Shema Koleinu. Of course you should wait. Not that the Shulchan Aruch would tell you to do that. Mishmur is not claiming the Shulchan Aruch would tell you to do that. He's not saying the Magen Avraham is wrong for saying it in the middle. The Magen Avraham is going like the Shulchan Aruch. But the Mishmur is saying, I already told you that I'd rather avoid relying on the Shulchan Aruch in this case, if possible. So here you have a great option. Say the Shema Koleinu. Then you forgot. Now you're stuck. Now you have to say it. Now again, then you forgot and you said, let's follow it through. Baruch Atah Hashem, by Shema Tefillah. Say again, say Lam Deni Chukecha. According to Mishnah Berurah, Baruch Hashem. Say Lam Deni Chukecha, and then go back. Say Talamat LeBracha, Kiyat HaShomea, and finish. But you didn't do that. You already said Baruch Hashem Shomea. Then say Tefillah, and say it right in the middle. But as long as you didn't get up to Shema Koleinu, don't say it before. Don't say it between the brachas. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, because he doesn't want you to rely on the Rav Yah Shita unnecessarily.
Why can't you change it to Lam Deni Chukecha?
Because you can't erase something that you said that wasn't a mistake. Like if you said a bracha, you're supposed to say like in the Birchas Hashachar in the morning, and you said it out of order. It's not ma'akev out of order, with the exception of Matris Rim Zokiv Kavuvel. It's not ma'akev, but you're following the siddur and your finger slipped and you said one, and you realize right away, you said Birchas Hashachar Mechalam Hamechem Etzadi Gaber, Shasli Kal Tzarki. You can't do that, because there's nothing wrong with the bracha Hamechem Etzadi Gaber. It's a perfectly good bracha. Say Shasli Kal Tzarki later. So you can't correct if it wasn't a mistake. So you can't, so the Tachdiv is not gonna help you erase it. That's be the answer. Okay, so now, so we have the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, which is different than the Yehuda, different than the Magen Avraham, because of his Shita with regard to the Rav Yah Shita, with the Rav Yah Shita, as I said. All right, now, so I...
Yeah. If you go with the Rav Yah Shita, wouldn't there be a Milo, go ahead and say in Shema Koleinu anyway? Meaning, it's true that it's not an issue with
having
another bracha,
but Lamaisa. Okay, so well, I want to go the other way first. Meaning, I believe I saw in a sefer once, that he expressed first the feeling that maybe some of you have, he's like, I already forgot it in the Baruch Hashem, I forgot it. Now I'm holding before Tzkan, I remember to say it right now. So should I really take a chance and wait till I get the Shema Koleinu? I might forget again. And if I forget again and finish, I might have to go back to the Shema Koleinu. So come on, I could do it right now. I remembered right now, I could say it. So the Sefer wanted to say, so say it there. And then when you get the Shema Koleinu, say it again. Meaning, I believe this is what he says. If the Sefer didn't say this, I'm not quoting him by name anyway, I'll throw out this possibility. Maybe you could do that. Say it right there. And then when you get the Shema Koleinu, if you do remember, you say it in the middle. The mile is that you won't, in case you forget. You're afraid that you're going to forget again by Shema Koleinu. So I want to say it here, but I don't want to rely on the Rav Yah. I don't want to rely on the Rav Yah because Mishra Berurah holds his Shefer Shita. So I want to say it in the middle of Shema Koleinu, which for sure I'm Yotzi. If I remember, I'll say it there. But this way, at least I have an insurance policy. At least if I don't remember, at least I'm Yotzi. So I believe that's the answer. I believe that's why you can't do that. Or at least going to the Mishnah Berurah, that would be the wrong thing to do. You're Dafka not supposed to say it, right? The reason, I didn't even speak it out before going, rewind all the way to the beginning, the Rishonim that disagree with the Rav Yah, we said over that the reason why, according to the Rav Yah, the reason why Chazal weren't Mesakin a special bracha, a nusach of a bracha, in between, like they were by benching, is because it would be a hefsek. That's the lesson of the basis of a hefsek, right? So the Rishonim that disagree with the Rav Yah hold that even just to say the words is a hefsek. Just to say the words in between brachas is a hefsek. You can't say words in between brachas. It's a hefsek. So the Mishnah Berurah, who doesn't want to be somech on the Rav Yah, would not tell you to say it there. And don't just say it. Okay, it can't hurt. I'll say it again. It's not just that it's not, you're not Yotzi that way, possibly. So you say it again later. It's wrong to say it there because it's a hefsek, like you said. So I believe, Kosher, you shouldn't do that. You should make a concerted effort to remember. Shema, put your finger by Shema Koleinu or something, and you know, make a concerted effort to remember to say it by Shema Koleinu. Now, so the question, the way you asked the question, the opposite. What about those who are not passing the Mishnah Berurah? They're passing like other Achronim, like the Magen Avraham and the Erech HaShulchan and the Nadi Yehuda, who say no. You just say it after Mevarech Hashanim. Would they say, you know what? You said it. You said it before Tzkan. Maybe say it again, Shema Koleinu, because just in case the Rav Yoshit is wrong. I mean, I did that because we paskin that way. So should I do it again in Shema Koleinu? So that would be less problematic because Shema Koleinu, you can say any bakashas you want. But I still don't think that is a healthy attitude towards halacha. If you're following the Magen Avraham and others, now don't get me wrong, of course, sometimes we cover our bases. And there's no question about that. We do a lot of that in Orthodox Judaism, covering our bases to make sure to be Yotzei L'chaladeus or something's a suffix, not clear. But in a situation like this, once you're saying it already there, you bring so much on the Pesach and the Shulchan Aruch, as it's followed by the Magen Avraham and the Nozim Yehuda and the Aruch HaShulchan and others. So once you're doing that, that means you put yourself on a limb. You said it there and considering it not a hefsek. So now I'm going to cover myself in the middle. I wouldn't think it's the right thing to do, but you can think about that. Okay, so that pretty much covers the main body of the halacha. So I think hopefully, so that before, just see what else we can fit in here, which is directly relevant, just to make sure we got the halacha lemaisa, according to the Mishnah Berurah, when you're saying, you're saying the bracha of Barech Aleinu, and you forgot to say Talamat Levracha. So let me just add a little detail. So you said like this, the same bracha apneo adama, v'sabeinu mituvecha. So you could say it right there, v'sabeinu tuvecha, v'sein Talamat Levracha, uvarech shenaseinu kishmat tavos. So you don't have to go back. At that point, you could still say it in the middle, just like we said by Masha Baruch. Here you have less, there's less middle, there's less room, but you could say it there still. If you said already, uvarech shenaseinu kishmat tavos, even though you didn't say baruch, then you can't, then you say Talamat Levracha, then you have to at least repeat the words of Arech Shnaseinu. Mishnah Berurah says better already than go back to V'sein Talamat Levracha, Pnei Adama, V'sabinim Tuvecha, etc. So in other words, if you realize before you said the Chasim of the Bracha, you could either say it right there or say it there and go back to where it belongs and say from there. Once you've said Baruch Atah Hashem, it's Hashem's name, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you would not, and even if you remember right there, you would not say Lamdei Nichukecha, because that's not the best thing to do when you don't have to either. And I have a good Eitzah coming up called Shema Koleinu. You said Baruch Hashem, you said Hashem's name, continue Mivarech Hashanim, continue Taka, and everything else. And when you get to Shema Koleinu, say it there. Say it before Kiyat HaShemeya. If you didn't remember there, and he said Baruch Atah Hashem over there, then say Lamdeni Chukecha and go back to Saint Talmud Racha Kiyat Hashemeya. You say it already Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeya Tfila. Say it right there Baruch Hashem Shemeya Tfila. Saint Talmud Racha Ritzei. You started the word Ritzei. Now you got to go back to where? To Barech Aleinu. Once you started the word Ritzei, you've got to go back to Birkas Hashem. You can't go back to Shemak Aleinu. Now you have to go back to the bracha where it belongs, not the second choice bracha, not the, you know, the second chance bracha. You have to go back to Barech Aleinu and daven straight from there. If you forget it again there, hopefully not, but you forgot it again there, so then again, you would count, bank on Shemak Aleinu, bank on Shemak Aleinu, and you know, hopefully don't go through the whole same think again, but that's what you would do. If you finish Shemona Esrei already, you said Yula Ratzon at the end of Shemona Esrei, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei Mamash. Okay, so I'll so that's basically covered the Iker material. I wanted to add in one more related inyan, and that is there's one more addition to Shemona Esrei, which we can discuss very briefly, and that is Havdalah. Matzai Shabbos, we say Havdalah in Chodin Adas. If you forget it, is it ma'akev? No, because you're going to make Havdalah al hakos. So I said, you don't go back. Once you said Baruch Atah Hashem, just go on, you don't go back. You don't say Neshma Koleinu then. No. But let's say you don't anticipate being able to make Havdalah al hakos that night or the next day. You're in a place, you have no wine, no grape juice, nothing appropriate on which you can make Havdalah al hakos. Or for any other reason, you can't make Havdalah al hakos. I don't mean you don't have a nair. Or besamim, you can make Havdalah without an Arab besamim. You can't. You don't have a kos. You don't have a kos. You can't make Havdalah kos. So then it says that it is ma'akev. If you're not going to be able to say it through Sunday, even though we know you have till Tuesday, but if you're not going to be able to say it through Sunday, it's ma'akev in davening. So then, if you said, what should you know? You said Baruch. So now you could say it. You could say it in Shema Koleinu, just like Saint Talmud. Sorry. Tisha B'Av, where you won't be making Havdalah until Sunday night. So you're saying that's another example. Perhaps, and think about it, a little too on the spot, I didn't think it'd be, you really could be, I would say, you could find a woman who's eating, you know, it might be a nidcha, and there'll be a lot of women eating, or even if it's not a nidcha, there might be women, you know, Mubaris Minekis, or whatever women, so it could be you could, we have to think about that, because maybe it could be you can get it all across. I don't know if you have to dab it again, because maybe it's before, but I'm not sure right now. But let's say it's a time that you have to say, so you could say the Shema Koleinu. You can say the Shema Koleinu and be Yotzi there. Let's say you didn't. You said Baruch Atah Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah will tell you. Continue and say the Shema Koleinu. I believe he would. The Sefer, just very briefly, the Sefer Tehillah LeDavid says that you, if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, say Lamdeni Chukecha and go back and say it in the middle. Or if you said it, Baruch Atah Hashem Choneinu Das, say it in the middle, right there. Say it in the middle. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, why he brings it down Allah, he says, but why should you do that? Why don't you wake for Shema Koleinu, just like you do by the Saint Talmater? But I think the Torah is very simple. Because the Tehillah LeDavid doesn't paskin like the, look, Tehillah LeDavid doesn't paskin like the Mishnah Berurah. He never beats Mishnah Berurah, but I mean, he paskins before us, like the Magen Avraham and the Nozbi Yehuda, that even by Birchas Hashanim, if you didn't say it in Birchas Hashanim, you say it right after Baruch Shem Yivarech Hashanim. You say it right there, like the Magen Avraham and the Behuda. And he says, also, I think he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, you say Lamedi Chukecha. So he doesn't go in the Shmir, say in a Chanami. The Shmir Shabbos Kash is, why don't wait for Nakolena? Terry said a Chanami. According to the Mishnah Berurah, I believe you do that. He's asking from the Tehillah LeDavid, but Tehillah LeDavid is going like the Nodi Behuda, before he brings the Nodi Behuda, Magen Avraham. So like their Shita, in a Chanami, Bechon Adas, you would say it then as well. But the Mishnah Berurah, you wouldn't. Okay. Thank you very much. Well, if it's a point where the suffix requires you to go back, so then you.
And I said about the rocha, it does the first 30 days.
Yeah, right. I'm saying when you're still at a point where a suffix
requires you to go back. Could you reformulate the tefillah for rain in your own words?
Yeah.
Could you reformulate the tefillah for rain in your own words in the rocha shmak rain? Make it very tachanuni Hashem.
Oh, for 10 mashruch.
Oh, I'm not turning off. I'm sorry. Whatever said about the bracha, whatever the crux of it.
You got it. You want to just say whatever you want to say.
It sounded to me like the issue with saying it in Shmak Olim is, instead of your writing is why are you repeating it again. But if you make it very tachanuni and you incorporate into your appeal and Shmak Olim.
What I was saying,
it's not a good thing. First of all, Allah, you don't say the Nusach and Shmak Aleinu, but you say the appeal. You make the.
You Because then we're not the homeless kabbalah, it's just this one kabbalah.
So what to say the hirotzim for karmas or whatever? Say something there.
Yeah, yes. Real ones. Not that the money should share that.
Okay, so what is why I have to worry about the problem with Shmon Esrei? Why can't I just say if I daven and say Baruch Hamavdil?
It's Chazal made a takana, but Havdalah. The two takanas, one the tefillah, one alakos. There are times they say both, some things like we do now. Times they only do one, but those are both takanas Chazal. If you can't do the one, you have to do the other. Baruch Hamavdil allows you to do malacha, but it doesn't. But you still
doesn't
have to
fulfill that.
So it's a takanas Chazal and Yitzchak. You say twice.